Yes, more on all those stories coming up, but we start in the US, where the government has frozen the financial assets and businesses of members of the Indian-born Gupta family for their involvement in a significant corruption network in South Africa. The three Gupta brothers are accused of leveraging overpayments on government contracts, bribery and other corrupt acts to fund political contributions and influence government actions. Simon Marks is chief correspondent for Feature Stories News in Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Paul.
What exactly prompted this decision by the US Treasury to get involved and act against the Gupta family?
Well, this is the outcome of multiple simultaneous developments here over the last several months. First of all, the Treasury and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have paid tribute to the activities of whistleblowers and anti-corruption activists and journalists in South Africa, all of whom have played a substantial role in uncovering corruption there. But it's also tied to ongoing investigations in the United States by the Department of Justice. Those investigations were prompted by the allegations against several major Western firms in South Africa. They include KPMG, McKinsey, the now defunct British PR company Bell Pottinger, plus the German firm SAP. SAP actually self-reported financial irregularities in its South African division to the US Department of Justice. So the US has been grinding away on a number of fronts in this regard, and the Treasury felt empowered to act by what's known here as the Global Magnitsky Act, which is a law that basically allows the US to punish corruption wherever it's taking place in the world to the full extent of America's laws and America's legal ability. So all of those things came together and contributed to the announcement that we heard a few hours ago.
To tell us more about how the US government is effectively punishing the Gupta family here, sanctions on their businesses, does it also mean they can't travel to the US?
It's unclear on the issue of travel, but it basically shuts them down from a business perspective in America. They're no longer going to have access in any way to the US banking system. They won't have access to businesses or properties that they own in the United States or that third parties associated with them might own and control in America. Their assets here are now effectively frozen. And this won't just impact the businesses that the Guptas still run in South Africa, and they still have business interests in the country. It's also going to impact their businesses in India as well. And they have a very substantial presence, particularly in and around the Mumbai area in India, because those businesses also now won't even, for instance, to be able to send a bank transfer if it in any way touches the US financial system. So it's a shutdown for them in America, but it's a shutdown in America with some pretty substantial global consequences.
Yeah, and will it have an effect on the South African investigation?
Look, I think it's an indication that the US isn't messing around and that it doesn't want South Africa in any way to mess around in terms of bringing the Guptas to justice and forcing them to account for what the US Treasury called the theft of hundreds of millions of dollars through illegal deals with the South African government. So in that sense, it's a call to arms, but it is also possible that what we're witnessing here is just an opening salvo, because there's nothing in the Treasury's announcement that precludes the US from taking more action against the Guptas, nothing to stop the Justice Department from filing criminal cases against some of the central players in the Gupta drama. And with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa still trying to assure global investors that he's turning the corner on corruption, he's going to be in London next week delivering that message. This is all added pressure from the US on the South African government now to follow through.
So could be more to come. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, their chief correspondent for Feature Stories News in Washington, D.C. And we'll keep you across that story here on Newsday.